Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're talking today, more seriously, about hearing loss, because today is, in fact, National Save Our Hearing Day today, and we wanted to get a little bit more information. When do we need to worry? How do we preserve our hearing? Is it inevitable as we get older that we are going to suffer hearing loss? We wanted to understand just a little bit more about that. Charlene Brett is an audiologist at HearGear. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. Leaf blowers don't help our hearing either, do they?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I think they should be banned just because medically they're unsafe.
Well, so you can protect your hearing. Mm. There are many ways of protecting hearing. You can move away from the noise with hearing protection.
No, that was fine, you. That was fine, you. But Charlie, is there a way, you know, as we get older, we know it becomes almost a cliche that, no, I'm old, I can't hear, or, you know, it's time, do I need to go and get my ears checked, my hearing checked, to see if I need a hearing aid? Is it inevitable that we suffer hearing loss as we get older?
It's not inevitable, but the stats are over age 65, one in three people will definitely be affected by hearing loss. There are lots of things that we can do to preserve our hearing. And it's very important, if one does experience symptoms of hearing loss, to go and have one's hearing tested. We have our sugar tested, we have our eyes tested, we have our cholesterol tested, but people neglect hearing. And the biggest risk of the effects of hearing loss is non-detection. And why is it so important? Well, today is a very auspicious day, not only because it's National Hearing Protection Day, but it's also just before Shavuot when Bnei Israel said Shema Israel when they received the Torah. They said Nasi B'Nishma, apologies. So what does hearing actually mean? Hearing doesn't actually mean listening. It means understanding, prognosticating, comparing, discriminating, all those brain functions. And in about 2009, medical research showed that there is a distinct relationship between undetected and unresolved hearing loss and cognitive decline. So the sooner one is tested and does the conservative measure of putting on hearing aids, the better.
So hearing loss is progressive. Is that because if we don't hear, we almost shut ourselves away from the world around us?
Yes, it does mean that. And as we've all experienced during lockdown, it's a very real thing. So
that is fascinating. Why is there such resistance? And it could be completely anecdotal, and I'm making this up, but it's just what I've observed around me, is that I think somehow men are more resistant to dealing with this than women are. Is that true, firstly?
That definitely seems to be the case, and maybe it has something to do with ego. But younger people and younger men are not subject to the same kind of prejudice, because everybody, all the kids today are wearing things around their ears, which in itself becomes something to be concerned about, because if one hears loud sounds too often, too long, it definitely creates hearing loss.
So let's just talk about that.
And we live in a very noisy world today.
Let's just talk about that, because many of us, well, first of all, those of us in studio can have headphones on for many, many hours a day, and we're listening to loud music. Our kids are doing this all the time. Our kids are often sitting, even in a public place, with headphones or earphones. What is safe and what is not?
So safe noise is up to 80 decibels. Anything from 85 decibels and exposure over 8 hours is something to be concerned about, and then one should definitely wear some kind of protection. We can also measure the sound with a simple app. You can get a sound level meter that you can load onto a phone, and we can measure the hearing, the sound of noise around us.
But, you know, most of us don't do that. You know, we just want to say to our kids, you know, is there a way to measure it that without doing it from a sort of a scientific way, that we just know that something is just too loud?
If you're standing 1 meter away from somebody and they can't hear you, without shouting, that's definitely one of the ways that one can measure it.
Oh, that's interesting.
And if someone is wearing ear pods or earphones and the other person can hear what sound is being fed into the ears, that's also a way of measuring it.
At what age should we start testing our hearing?
Well, first of all, at birth.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
sure.
Then every 2 years during the school years and thereafter.
So
if one has been diagnosed with a hearing loss or the beginnings of a hearing loss, it should be annually.
Okay, that is very, very important and very, very vital information. Thank you for sharing that with us. Charlene Brett is an audiologist at HearGear, talking to us about preserving our hearing, making sure that we look after this incredibly important faculty.